From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 35 people were killed, dozens more wounded early today in an attack on an Istanbul nightclub that was packed with New Year's revelers. The governor of Istanbul province, Safi Şahin, called the incident a terror attack, said one police officer was among the dead. Turkish police converged on the area around the Reina nightclub, an entertainment spot on the Bosphorus Strait, popular with celebrities and foreigners. Witnesses said at least 600 people were inside at the time of the attack, and no one so far has claimed responsibility. President Obama sent his condolences and directed his team to offer appropriate assistance to Turkish authorities. Iraqi officials say two bombs exploded in a busy marketplace in central Baghdad, killing at least 25. Authorities say another 50 or more were wounded. They say the death toll could rise. At least one of the explosions was caused by a suicide bomber, and the Associated Press reports that the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it involved two suicide bombers. Baghdad has been on high alert since October, when its military started an offensive to retake the jihadist stronghold of Mosul. United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed the ceasefire in Syria, brokered by Russia and Turkey, but reports from the war zone say the truce is at risk. Syrian rebels say repeated airstrikes by the Syrian government and its Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. The report also says since 2011 at the UN, the Syrian war has killed more than 400,000 people. This is VOA News.